Sunday, the Strategic Air Command Museum in Bellevue is holding its 10th annual crawl-through for Armed Forces Day weekend. Visitors can see several of the aircraft on display, just as Nina Galen did during a recent special visit.
Outside the visitor center lies a sea of aircraft. Up front is the sleek SR-71 Blackbird, fastest plane in the world, flying at over 2,000 miles per hour and above 85,000 feet. My guide, Chief of Restoration Mark Trupp, and I stopped to look at several others, including one fabled bomber.
Okay, this is a B-17. It's a Boeing product. It's a World War II bomber. It was the mainstay of the 8th Air Force flying out of England over to bomb Germany.
Moving through the fuselage, we passed two gunner positions, then the radio room, which once sported a gun turret manned by the radio operator. The B-17 had fairly bristled with guns to protect its precious cargo of men and bombs. We arrived at the bomb bay. Shades of Indiana Jones.
Wow, this is very narrow. It's like walking along over a canyon on a plank of wood, except that it's metal and it's really have to squeeze.
The small size of the B-17's bomb bay made it necessary to send many aircraft to deliver a large amount of bombs, Trupp explained. Moving along, we reached the cockpit.
Up here on the left, you have the pilot seat, and on the right, you have the co-pilot seat. If you went underneath here, that's where the bombardier and navigator would be. And it's a big clear window out there where they could see.
Well, I better go down. Oh, it is warm in here.
This is the nose of the B-17, and this round area right here would be a chin turret, and that was fired automatically. We'd have the big glass area here where the bombardier would be looking out when he dropped his bombs. Also, the navigator would be sitting over here planning the route to the targets over Germany.
One highlight of Sunday's crawl-through will be the museum's B-36, which is scheduled for restoration, after which it will remain permanently closed to the public. Trupp and I entered the huge bomber through its nose wheel well.
The B-36 was SAC's largest bomber in that it had a wingspan of 230 feet, and that was longer than the Wright brothers' first flight. This was a nuclear bomber. It was meant to deliver the big Mark 17 bomb that we just saw before we came into the aircraft, and it can hold two of those bombs. It was first designed in 1941 in case we lost our bases in Europe, that we would have an intercontinental bomber that could leave the United States, bomb Russia, or bomb Germany, and then make it back to the United States without refueling.
So here we are in the what?
We are in the nose of the B-36, and again, like in the B-17, this would be where the navigator and bombardier sit. And he's got a huge glass window that he can look out of. He has his radios over here, and the bombardier has this bombardier stand. And now we'll be going back to the radio room. This little area back here is the radio room, and we have a number of small tubes or doors that go to tubes. Now, this door right here will go to an 80-foot tube. It goes all the way back to the back of the aircraft. It's pressurized, and they have a big galley in the back of the aircraft. They can send the food forward, or they can get on this little cart and go all the way back into the aft end of the airplane, where they have six bunks. Because when this plane took off, it usually had missions of 20 hours or plus. So there's a lot of flying that this airplane did. Okay, we're now in the top cockpit where the pilots sit. And you can see the controls for the six recip engines are up here. In addition to that, this airplane had four jets mounted in later modifications. So this was a 10-engine bomber.
Behind the wings, six gigantic propellers. At each wingtip, two small jets. In the cockpit, B-36 crew members would sit back-to-back, monitoring hundreds of tiny gauges on two huge instrument panels which covered walls and ceiling. The pilots made the plane fly. The flight engineer made it operate efficiently. The usual crew was 18, 26 on longer flights when more pilots and flight engineers were needed. To get the most out of Sunday's SAC Museum crawl-through, how should you dress? The museum's executive director, Jim Burt.
Come prepared for easy, comfortable movement in tight places, and come prepared to enjoy the day.
And if you do, you will. For Nebraska Public Radio, I'm Nina Galen.